Chapter 16. If you're going to smoke, I suggest we cast a protection barrier over our little domain, I suggested as I glanced at each witch. That way we're not a bunch of sitting, drugged-out dogs.
I know of a temporary shield wall,
Beatrix said in a small, timid voice.
I can place a barrier around us while we smoke.
Perfect. I grinned at the light-haired brunette. Give it a shot, then. Beatrix cleared her throat before she awkwardly stood up and wiped her palms against her apron. Then she slowly pulled out her wand and pointed it to the stars.
Salus muros!
Suddenly, a burst of white light shot upward and then rained down around us to form a small, glittering circle, and I watched as the glowing specks of her incantation seeped into the earth and slowly disappeared.
Was that it?
Morgana asked after a long moment.
Yes,
Beatrix said before she tucked her wand back into her dress.
It won't last forever, but it will keep us safe for a few hours while we enjoy ourselves. Great. Well, now that we're safe, hand it over.
Akira chuckled as she stared down at the shimmering gold particles in Nyx's sapphire hands.
I did say if we survived the last attack, I would smoke or whatever with you, and I'm a woman of my word.
Do you even know how to?
The blue-skinned witch asked with a lopsided grin.
Since this is obviously your first time ever trying drugs, I just want to make the most of it and also not waste it. No offense, newbie. No, I have no idea what to do.
Akira said as she shook her head.
But it can't be that hard, right? Nope, it's a piece of newt pie. All you have to do is inhale it, like this.
We watched as the red-horned witch lowered her head and took a long whiff of the drugs in the palms of her blue hands. Her indigo eyes widened with pleasure, and her irises turned into pinpoints as the powdered drugs took instant effect. A lazy smile instantly crept across her face, and she began to giggle like a pixie as she slowly passed the powder to Akira.
I hope this is worth it.
The black-eyed witch sighed before she also inhaled the drug. Everyone was staring at Akira with anticipation, as her purple lips slowly curled up into a sexy grin, and her shimmering black eyes rolled into the back of her head.
Damn.
She slurred after a moment.
Wow, not bad, Hornhead. I think I'm starting to see why you're so obsessed with this shit.
The other women giggled and slowly started to pass the drug around, and I patiently watched as each woman enjoyed themselves.
You're not going to have a puff, Master?
Penelope asked with wide, vacant eyes. No, thank you. I shook my head. I'm pretty exhausted anyway. You all enjoy yourselves. I slowly gazed around, and I could tell the others were feeling tired as they sluggishly giggled and began to look at each other. Their mouths were parted open like fish out of water, and their eyes were red-rimmed and glassy.
I feel so sleepy.
Morgana moaned as she tossed back her long, dark hair.
I think I'm going to fall asleep. Maybe I should? Tomorrow is going to be a long day, but then again, what day isn't? Am I right? Holy shit.
Akira chuckled as her glassy eyes focused on Morgana.
I know I give you shit and tease you all the time, but do you want to know something? You're always right. Every day is a long day. And you're always right about the fact that I'm always right. It's amazing how everything eventually comes full circle. What are you even talking about?
Vesta giggled as she covered her lips with her purple hands.
Satan, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
We all burst into laughter and enjoyed the unusually peaceful moment until Vanessa sprung from her tent and glared at us. Her wolf padded right after her master, and as they both glowered at us, they almost looked like the same person. For some reason, this made me stifle a laugh. Are you all right, Professor?
No, I'm not. In fact, I would greatly appreciate it if you all shut the hell up and went straight to bed. You're being far too noisy for my liking, and it's not a matter of staying safe. It's about the fact that you're keeping Isabel and me up, even though I warned you to hush up. Sorry, Professor.
Beatrix chuckled as her cheeks turned a deep shade of pink.
We're going to bed now, promise. Good.
Vanessa growled as her frown deepened. But when no one made a move to stand up and retire to their tents, she impatiently tossed her hands up into the air and groaned.
Ugh, well, what the hell are you waiting for now?
The women all giggled as they slowly stood up and sauntered back into their tents. And after I passed by a sleeping Alexander cuddled up with the other familiars, I stepped inside my own quarters. Then I slowly undressed and sprawled myself over the silks and furs, and as I laid there I found myself slowly closing my eyes and falling into a deep, dreamless sleep. For once, there were no intruding voices inside my head, and I took advantage of the rare and welcoming sensation. But that all came to an end when I awoke in a sheer panic. I knew something was terribly wrong when my entire body felt heavy as lead the moment I opened my eyes, and my head was in a paralyzed state. No matter how hard I tried, I couldn't breathe or move a fucking inch. Something sinister was at play, and it was taking over my whole body and mind. I struggled to overcome it, and as the back of my eyes started to burn, I tried to open my mouth to yell, but no sound came out. I couldn't even wriggle or budge an inch, and I was actually starting to grow afraid as the all-consuming feeling grew more powerful. What if something came to attack the women? How the hell would I be able to save them if I couldn't even move my fucking toes?
How does that feel?
Samara's voice suddenly chuckled inside my head.
Can't move a muscle, can you? I prefer you this way. Docile, pathetic, and under my grasp. If I were there with you in person, you couldn't even begin to imagine what I would do to you.
Even though my mouth was dry as sandpaper, and it felt like my lips were sewn shut, I forced myself to open my mouth and move my heavy tongue. It took all my willpower, and it hurt like hell, but I'd be damned if this bitch made a pathetic fool out of me. Fuck you, I muttered, and I could feel my fingertips starting to twitch. You god-loving cunt.
Ah, he speaks. Such a strong man. You know, if you were with me, we could do amazing things together. And I'd let you do whatever you want to me. Can you picture it? Us together as elder rulers, sharing a crown and a bedroom. Think about how powerful and beautiful our children would be.
Do you really think the promise of sex is going to sway me so easily? I growled, even though it took all my strength to do so. Please, I'm no weak mortal man. I know your tricks, and you'll never convince me to convert or abandon my women or beliefs, so you might as well just give up now.
Oh, please.
Samara hissed, and I could tell she was losing her patience with me.
You can stop pretending as if you're that strong and resilient against my offer. Oh, but he is.
The woman from my dreams interrupted.
And if you know what's good for you, you'll leave him alone, you miserable, traitorous elder whore. Ah, there you are. I was wondering when you were going to show up. You always have been such a thorn in everyone's side, haven't you? Well, I'm here to stay.
The woman from the painting answered in a voice as thick and stern as iron.
And if you don't back away, you'll regret it. Cole is far stronger than you realize, and in case you haven't noticed, all those who underestimate him end up meeting a terrible and painful death. You may not believe it now, but one day, your time will come.
She's right, I said through my teeth, and as sweat dripped down my forehead, I used all my will to fight against Samara's elder power. Now, get the fuck away from me.
How dare you speak to me in such a manner? I've been patient with you, but now...
Before the bitch could finish whatever threat clung to the tip of her tongue, I planted my hand against the pendant around my neck and tightly grasped onto it with all my might. I had no idea why I even did it, but some instinct drove me toward the gold pentagram, and as soon as my fingers wove around the sign, the rest of my body went lax, and finally my mind was free of Samara. Thanks, Satan.
She's gone for now, Cole.
The woman from my dreams purred in a soothing voice.
But she will return. You're not out of the woods just yet.
What should I do? I breathed as sweat continued to drip down my forehead. It took every ounce of strength to fight against her, and now it still feels like I can barely move.
You have to be strong and get the hell out of here. Follow the narrow stream down to the cave and tread down its path as quickly as you can. The cave will protect you from Samara's attackers and lead you into the glowing woodland. Now go! There's no time to waste.
Say no more, I whispered, right before I used every muscle in my body to shoot up from the silks and quickly slip into my clothes. When I was fully dressed, I practically flung myself out of the tent, and then I ran past Alexander and Sylvia and almost stepped on one of his long, bat-like wings. It was still dark outside, but for some reason I could clearly see Alexander like it was daytime. And that's when I remembered Penelope's potion mixed into the stew.
Hey!
Alexander growled in an impatient tone.
Can you watch where you're going, man? What a rude wake-up call. Besides, it's still dark. Calm the fuck down and go back to sleep. Well, unless you have to take an emergency piss or something, then by all means, carry on.
It's no time for jokes, Alex, I said before I began to yell inside each tent. We need to haul ass. Come on, wake up, everyone. Wake up. We have to go.
Master?
Someone croaked as they began to stir awake.
What's going on?
We have to go, I repeated before I slipped my head inside Vanessa's tent, and her eyes were half open as she slowly sat up and blinked at me.
What on hell's red soil are you doing, Cole?
Vanessa grunted in an exhausted voice.
It's still too dark to travel.
I heard Samara in my head, which means she could be close. Or maybe she's sending something or someone after us. Either way, it doesn't matter. We need to move our asses. Now.
Fine.
The dark-haired professor responded before she whipped off her thin blankets to reveal a sheer white nightgown.
Gather the others while I get dressed, and for Satan's sake, tell them to be quick.
Without saying another word, I pulled my head out of the tent, poked my head inside Nyx, Marina, and Cersei's tent, and snapped my fingers. Up! We have to get dressed and move it!
Master, what's going on?
Nyx asked in a panicked voice, while Marina quickly rubbed her eyes, and Cersei shot up from the furs. I heard Samara's voice. I think she's sending something our way, and we need to get a head start. Come on!
I knew we couldn't hide from that bitch forever.
Cersei growled as she leaped up and began to dress. As I pulled away from the trio and made sure each woman was getting ready, Alexander and the familiars were already stretching themselves out and preparing to get a move on.
We're ready, Cole,
Alexander hissed inside my head.
Whatever comes our way, I have your back.
Thanks, man. Just be sure to keep a lookout.
Let's go, ladies!
Vanessa's voice cried out as she emerged from the tent and tossed a cloak over her shoulders.
Now!
Isabel padded next to her master, and even though it was still pitch black, I was able to see the wolf's features clearly. She looked just as prepared as Vanessa to trek through the rest of these woods and locate the cave, and I could feel the determination radiating off the duo like a powerful perfume. In fact, I could sense the same vigor on all the familiars and women. I wouldn't have blamed them for being afraid, yet not one of them exuded any fear. In fact, they seemed stronger and braver than ever.
All right, Cole,
Alexander said as he settled himself on my shoulder.
I'll fly ahead and see if I can spot the cave or anything else for that matter.
Thanks, Alex, I said as he beat his wings and soared through the deep sapphire blue sky. I then turned to look at my coven, the other two women, and Vanessa. Now let's go. We quietly weaved through the thin black tree trunks and rushed as quickly as possible up the cluster of hills and down the smooth river, and the dark, early morning air began to lighten around us. As we pushed onward, I felt like a night creature swiftly moving through the thicket and on the hunt for my next meal. Except I wasn't on the prowl for meat. No. The only thing I desired was elder blood. All I wanted to do was find that fucking artifact, and I knew I would go to the ends of the worlds to locate the other two. I desperately longed to hear that bitch Samara scream and beg for mercy as I burned her holy and precious artifacts, tainted and soaked with wicked death and blood. And no matter what it took, I vowed to make it happen, even if the promise of death lurked on the horizon.
Cole!
Alexander's voice shot through my head.
I think I can see the cave. It's about a 30-minute walk from where you are.
Thanks, Alex, I said as I picked up the pace, and the women quickly followed. Alex said we have about half an hour left until we reach the cave, so let's keep up the pace.
Yes, master.
The women huffed as we made our way up the hills, and as they grew steeper, we struggled to breathe and keep going at the same speed. Even though it was freezing cold, I could feel drops of sweat slipping down my face, and as the sun began to rise and cast a burning light on everything in sight, I noticed the other women were pale and slick with sweat. We're almost there, I said after 20 or so minutes. Keep going. I know it's a tough walk, but we're so close.
Yes, master.
My coven breathed, and the others nodded. Finally, I could see the giant mouth of a deep, silver cave off in the distance, and when I suddenly stopped in my tracks, the others did too. Alexander and Nyx's bird both flew down and perched themselves on our shoulders as we stared at the mysterious opening, and I realized the inscription on the cross was right. The cave did resemble the mouth of a dragon, and I could even feel a damp and chilling air blowing in our direction.
I don't like this,
Alexander whispered inside my head.
Me either, but we have no choice.
Let's go,
Vanessa said as she brushed past me, and we followed her into the black hole.
We can't waste any more time.
We walked deeper inside the belly of the cave, and I could feel deep, penetrating darkness stabbing my bones like sharp, cold needles. A deep song began to echo inside the cave as we walked farther and farther, and it felt like the noise was coming from inside the stones.
Do you hear that?
I asked in the softest voice I could muster.
It sounds like it's coming from within the rocks.
I hear it too. I hate it.
Even though the melody was beautiful, it seemed like it was warning us to turn back, and each note sent a violent shiver down my spine and reached the ends of my fingertips. My body felt rigid and cold, and each step was painful, like I was stepping on shards of glass.
What is that horrid feeling?
Circe asked, and when she spoke, a cloud of silver mist slipped out from her pink lips.
I feel like something is pushing me away and numbing my insides. It's Samara's magic. As we venture forward, we must be careful. There could be all kinds of mirages, beasts of magic lurking in here. So keep your eyes open and your minds alert. Don't fall for any of her holy fucking tricks.
Yes, Professor. We responded as we continued onward.
I'm sorry, Cole.
The woman from my dreams said.
I thought you would be safer in here, but I feel a dark presence in the air.
So do I.
As the cave grew deeper and darker, I felt like we were walking through purgatory. No one dared to say a single word as we pushed ourselves to move through the icy belly, and the further we went, the harder it was to move our bodies. The music I heard when we first stepped inside started to suddenly grow louder, and for a moment it felt like my ears were about to bleed. I nearly stopped to press my hands against my ears, but I knew that would be useless. As I desperately tried to push the feeling away, Vanessa suddenly stopped in her tracks, and even though her back was turned to me, a sinking, dangerous feeling settled into the pit of my stomach.
Mother!
The professor called out as she frantically turned around. Her mouth curved down into a deep frown, and her eyes were blank, like she wasn't really in there anymore.
Mother, is that you? No, please don't die. We're so close. We've nearly reached the artifact. Professor, Cole, what's happening to her?
Before I could respond, Vanessa's blue eyes suddenly shifted color and began to turn into a mix between ocean blue and silver green. It took me a moment to remember where I'd seen such an unusual color before, and when I realized it was the same eyes as Samara's, my blood ran ice cold. No.
Cole? What's happening to her?
My voice caught inside my throat, and we all watched in horror as Vanessa suddenly crouched down to the cave floor and pressed her hands against her chest like she couldn't breathe, no matter how hard she gulped in breaths of air. Then she violently shook her head and slapped her hands against her ears, and at that moment I'd never seen her look so terrified.
Get out!
The professor screamed, and her voice echoed throughout the cave.
Leave me alone!
Keep fighting it, Vanessa, I said as I lowered myself to her level, grabbed her shoulders, and shook her. Fight her! Don't let her take over you! Not again! Not now! Vanessa's eyes were glassy as she knelt on the cave floor and shook her head back and forth. A wave of different emotions took over her beautiful face as she tried to force Samara out of her head. But when she slowly stared up at me and a wide, cruel smile spread across her face, I knew Samara was in there.
Hello, Cole.
Samara cooed in Vanessa's voice.
You should have taken my offer when you had the chance. Now, I'm afraid it's too late.
Master, what is she talking about?
Before I could answer, a resounding noise spread through the cave, and the ground began to shake like an army was headed right for us.
Now, don't worry, Cole.
Samara's voice chuckled from Vanessa's lips.
I'll make sure your death is as painful as possible.
Pull out your wands, I whispered to the others while I stared into Samara's eyes. We are going to have to do this without Vanessa.